is one of the three pillars of the struggle, isn't it?
Yeah.
The boycott, the armed struggle, and the internal organisation. And it did. I mean, people would always say, I mean, the opponents of the anti-apartheid movement, sympathisers of the South African government, would always say that boycotts wouldn't work. I mean, Mrs. Thatcher said, you know, it's a waste of time, you're wasting your time, it's never going to have any effect. But I mean, we knew it worked, it did work, did have an effect, and it was also very, very good for mobilising people, because that's an action that everybody can take. You know, everybody goes shopping, everybody has the opportunity in Britain to buy or not to buy a South African product, you know, any shop you go into. And so that's an action that goes right from the very, very bottom, the individual person going shopping, right up to the top, you know, government arms supplies, where that certainly had an effect. Mm. And I mean, it's the most effective campaign you can think of, really, that a campaign which is capable of going right from that very top, pinnacles of power, you know, arms supplies, right down to the individual shopper. There's not many other campaigns that you can think of which span that. But the two go together, because you motivate individuals through the boycott and raise consciousness, and that then builds up the pressure for sanctions.
Yeah.
You know, if a government knows that, you know, its electorate is in support of sanctions, and you come to believe in the rightness, the correctness of sanctions, because you've been motivated through an individual boycott.